Hi there, welcome to Shiloh Tabernacle London. We're located in Southeast London in Woolwich Dockyard, Block 1, Unit 9, Dockyard Industrial Estate, Woolwich Church Street, SC18 5PQ. Join us for our Bible study every Friday from 7:30 to 9 p.m. and you can't miss our Sunday services packed with prayer, vibrant worship and a powerful word. First service is 9 a.m. to 10:30, followed by our family service from 10:30 to 12:30. And now, for the best part, let's get into the Word.
Amen. Ready? Fasten your belts. Fasten your belts. This one may be a bumpy ride, so just, you know, do not take offense. Spirit of offense in the spirit when the word is being spoken is evil. Whenever you know the word of God comes to you and you begin to feel a spirit of offense, that shows that whatever is being spoken is exactly about, that's what you need to address. So do not think I'm talking about somebody or just take the word. The word is for you. Oh, sister so and so should have been here. She should have been here to hear this. No, this is for you. This is for you. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm ready. No, say it like you believe it. I'm ready. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Amen. Yeah, this is the second Sunday of 2021. And we are starting a new series, which will take us through to the end of the month. And the series are entitled Run to Win. Run to do what? To win. We run to win. Hallelujah. And our main verse is going to be 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. Hallelujah. Paul is speaking to the Corinthians as he's speaking to us. Hallelujah. And he uses a language, he uses an analogy of athletics, that's why we're talking about running to win. Amen. What does he say? He says, he asks a question in verse 24 and says, do you not know that in a race all runners run? But only one receives the prize. All are running, but only one does what? Receives the prize. So he says, so run that you may obtain it. So he's assuming, not only assuming, yeah, let me say, he's assuming that all of us are running. Because people may be in a stadium, but not running. You may be on the track race, track race, but not running. So he's assuming that you are running. So he says, if you are running, run that you may obtain the what? The prize. It says in verse 25, is every athlete exercises self-control in all things. We'll talk about that next week. But then we're going to jump on to the next verse. He says, they do it to receive a what? A perishable wreath or a perishable prize. But for us, we do it to get an imperishable one. And this afternoon we'll be zeroing in on the imperishable. Hallelujah. So in verse 26, it says, so I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air. There's another version called the Lexham English Bible. This is how he puts it. He said, do you not know that those who run in the stadium all run? He says, but one receives the prize. Then he says, run in such a way that you may win. Run in such a way that you may win. Hallelujah. Now we are going to draw some truths out of this verse. Truth number one, life is a race. Life is a race. Whether you want it or not, you are in a race. Life is a race. And we are in the stadium called life. This life is a stadium. And you and I are in a race. We are in a race against myriad of things, many things that we are racing against. Let me tell you, life is not a rehearsal. This is not a rehearsal. In athletics, the athletes have got a chance to rehearse. They have got a chance to rehearse, but this is not a rehearsal. There is no other life. This is the one here on earth. Hallelujah. This is it. This is it. So you better be running. And if you are running, you better be doing it very well. That's what Paul is saying. We had better be running. We cannot be playing around at all. If you have been playing around in 2020, 2021 is not a time to play around. Pull up your socks and run. Run. We must run to win. How many of us want to be losers? How many of us love to be losers? Let me see your hand. Let me see your hand, you at home. None of us loves to be losers. There is a certain president in one of the big countries here. He lost an election, but he cannot take it in. He cannot appreciate. He cannot accept that he lost because he does not love. He doesn't like losing. Nobody likes to lose, but you and I must run to win this race. When Paul talks about a race, I picture hurdling sports. There's something called hurdling sports. This one features a track and a field. And in this race, all runners have to face obstacles called hurdles that are set at fixed distances apart, as you can see on those diagrams, on those pictures rather. You see that runner, those runners there? Those runners are running. But as they are running, they have got some hurdles to jump. And that's life, my friend. That's life. The winner has got to make sure that he's running at breakneck speed, but yet at the same time, jumping over hurdles. Hallelujah. He or she must pass over the hurdles, not under the hurdles. Not on the side of the hurdle. We are not like rivers. Rivers meander. Do you know why rivers meander? Rivers meander because they avoid hard points. They want the path of least resistance. And that's how human beings are prone to be. We are prone to look for a path with least resistance. But that's not who you are. God fashioned you to fight on, to face the mountains head on. Mountains are there to be climbed. Rivers are there to be crossed. Hallelujah. You are not a river. You face them head on. Hallelujah. Where the issue is, where the roadblock is, that's where you must pass. The devil knows that if you go through this path, you are going to get to your destination. And guess what? He will make sure that he infests your path with the hindrances, with the hurdles. Hallelujah. That runner, when he's running, he must not intentionally knock any of those hurdles. If he intentionally knocks any of them, he will be disqualified. Hallelujah. In other words, he must run and overcome them. Say, I am an overcomer. Say it like you're fasting. I am an overcomer. Yeah. You are. You are. The race, that race involves speed and accuracy. You can imagine what's going on in the mind of that athlete. His muscles are being strained, yet he's engaging his mind as well to make sure that he's jumping over these hurdles. The first one to overcome all those obstacles that you see there and reach the finish line is declared the winner of the competition. Hallelujah. They must win. You must win. To win, you must run in such a way that you win, not just running aimlessly. Number one, if you are going to win, number one, you need to know the track race. The race track, rather. You need to know the race track. You need to know the race track. You need to know what is it that you are racing. What is the nature of your race? Look at that. That is what is called a race track. In other words, you need to know the what. In what are you racing? If you are running, what are you running? You need to know the nature of the racetrack. Number one, now, the athlete must know that the track has got lanes. The racetrack is made of lanes. If you can see in that picture, everyone is in a lane. Everyone is in a lane. Everyone has their own lane. We may be here together as, you know, congregating. You may be on a train. You may be on a bus. You may be on an aeroplane traveling to different places. But every one of us must know that you have your own lane. Do you know your lane? That is the question this morning. You cannot compete if you don't know your lane. They must know their lanes. That's why they are standing, everyone in his or her lane. They need to concentrate on their lane. If they are to win, you need to concentrate on your lane. Some people know how to concentrate on other people's lanes. They are called wiseacres. I told you it's going to be rough. This is just the beginning. Are you running your race? Are you in your lane this morning? Some people are specialists in other people's lanes. They lift their eyes off their own and they fix theirs on other people. These are the people you find talking about. If you find somebody talking about biting somebody, they are not in their lane. A person who is in their lane, they don't have time to discuss people. Somebody say amen. Small minds discuss people. Big minds discuss ideas. You understand? If in 2021, if somebody approaches you with trying to backbite somebody, silence them and say, shh, stay in your track. Stay in your lane. That is his lane. Let him deal with his lane. It's not yours. Amen. Such people judge. They are judges. No, they are prosecutors. They are judges and they are executors. Somebody said, that's not me. They are specialists at removing specks in other people's eyes, forgetting that they have got logs in their very own. They are good at pointing fingers, forgetting that there are many others pointing at them. They are not in the lane. Ladies and gentlemen, stay in your lane. If you are going to run and win this race, you need to concentrate on your own lane. Find it. Run it as much as you, as hard as you can. You understand? Mind your own lane, or else you will miss your goal. You will miss the prize. To win, you must stay in your lane. That person, you see those ladies on that track. If any of them tries to go into another person's lane, straight away they will have lost. Amen. And like we said earlier, in those lanes, every lane has got hurdles in it. Every lane has got hurdles. Every lane has got hurdles. Those hurdles are not to be dodged. They are not to be gotten under. You've got to get over them. Jumping hurdles is part of the race. Jumping hurdles is part of the race. Hallelujah. So stop complaining about the hurdles. Just jump them. You are wasting a lot of energy complaining. Gather that energy that you're using to complain. Put it in the race and make sure that you are devising means of jumping over this hurdle. Somebody say amen. Are you complaining? Have you been complaining lately? Resign from complaining. Start to find ways of how to jump over this Adam, in the name of Jesus Christ, his son, they are part of the race. Hurdles of life. Hurdles of life are part of the race. I'm talking about tribulation. I'm talking about trouble. I'm talking about suffering. I'm talking about ordeals. I'm talking about deaths. I'm talking about disease. All these are hurdles. And it's the reality of life. You know, you want these preachers who will tell you everything is going to be fine. Jesus Christ did not tell us that. You understand? In your family, you will have hurdles. You see, you have got hurdles with people that you were born with. Same father, same mother. You don't even speak. 2020, you didn't even communicate to your sister or your brother, some of you. And then you think you will come at your place of work and communicate with everybody. You can't. You will have trouble in the family. You will have trouble in your career. You will have, there are hurdles there to jump. In your business, there will be hurdles to jump. Your children, your kids, you will have hurdles to jump. Some of you are suffering with kids. Our kids have gone wayward. They are hurdles. I was once like that. A drunkard on drug and drug, doing all sorts of stuff. I became an issue at home. My mother would be crying. She would just look at me and tears would just flow. I had become a hurdle. You understand, friends? Let me tell you, at times changing jobs, at times changing a career, at times changing a church, at times changing a marriage does not remove the hurdles. Somebody said amen. It does not necessarily remove the hurdles. You could end up with even higher hurdles. A wife who was abusive, you run away from her, you get this one who throws cups at you. Have you ever heard better the devil that I know than the new one, There are some hurdles that you must jump. You have got to jump them. You cannot dodge them. If you dodge them here, you will find them there. You dodge them here, you will find them there. Some of us dodged them in Africa. When we got onto the plane, they got on the plane with us. They don't need, the hurdles do not need visas. Suffered with them in Africa, you are still suffering them right now. They are still in your face. Some of them we have been dodging them, but 2021, I tell you, there are some hurdles that have been dodging. I have got to jump them in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. They must be overcome. They must be overcome. Hurdles will be there. Life is a series of hurdles. It's what Jesus Christ said in John chapter 16. We are reading from the message. John chapter 16, Jesus Christ is preparing his disciples about the fact that life is littered with hurdles. He prepares them. From John chapter 1 verse 4, he says, I have told you these things to prepare you for rough times ahead. What am I trying to do for in this season, in this series? I'm trying to prepare you and I for any rough time that should come your way. In 2021, you must have the right mindset in 2021. When you see a hurdle, do not run away from it. Hurdles are there to be what? To be jumped over. He said, I'm telling you to prepare you for rough times ahead. He says, they are going to throw you out of meeting places. There you will even come. There will even come a time when anyone who kills you think is doing God a favor. And it happened to these disciples, you know. If you go and study how all these disciples died, most of them, they died a terrible death. He says, they will do these things because they never really understood the Father. He says, I have told you these things so that when the time comes and they start in on you, you will be well-warned and do what? And ready for them. You'll be what? Well-warned and ready for them. In verse 16, it says, in a day or so, you are not going to see me. But then in another day, you will see me. He was talking about his death, burial. They were not going to see him for about 3 days. Then again, they will see him when he resurrects. Has anybody ever felt like Jesus Christ has disappeared or God is not there in your life? You look for him and you can't see him because of an issue. It's like you can't see. There's darkness all around. I can assure you he's there. He is there. That's why you are still breathing, my friend. And then it says in verse 20, while I am away, in verse 20 it says, you are going to be in a deep mourning and lamentation while the godless world throws a party. It says you will be sad, very sad. But it says, but your sadness will develop into gladness. Your sadness will develop into gladness. I can guarantee you that those hurdles, if you jump over them, they are going to turn into gladness in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Then in verse 21, he uses an analogy of a woman in labor. There are women here in labor, there are women online in labor who have been in labor. You know what labor means. That's why they call it labor. Giving birth to a child is not a walk in the park. I saw it once and I almost died. You know, in Africa, in the old days, we just drop the wife at the hospital and go back and do your work. Wait for a phone call. But here, you got to be in the labor ward with this woman. Oh my God. I almost died. They say the energy that a woman expends when she's giving labor can kill a man. That energy will kill a man. It's called labor. And Jesus Christ uses this analogy. He says, in fact, he says when a woman is giving birth, she has a hard time. He calls it a hard time. And he says there is no getting around it. When the time has come, I don't care how scared you are, woman. When the time has come, this baby has got to, you've got to jump this hurdle. There's no way of getting around it. Those are the hurdles I came to talk about. There are some hurdles that you must go through, you must go over. If there's another way, this woman would have gone for another way, but there's no other way. But when you see the woman pushing and she is crying and wailing, she's crushing people and she's in pain. But immediately they announce that the baby is there. You wonder, is this the woman who has been crying or what? Because there's a smile on her face. And all of a sudden, she says, when the baby is born, what happens? There is joy in the birth. There's joy in the birth. Why? Because a new life in the world wipes out memory of the pain. There is a day, my friend, there is a day when your pain will be wiped away. There is a day. For some of us, it is today your pain is being wiped away in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Verse 22, it says, when I see you again, you will be full of joy, and it will be a joy no one can take from you. Now listen to verse 32. He says, in fact, after preparing them, he says, in fact, you are about to make a run for it. You are about to make a run for it, saving your lives, saving your skins, and abandoning me. What was he talking about? He was talking about the instance, when the scenario when he was about to be arrested. The Bible says that when they arrested him, what happens? All the disciples run away. And he says, I will be abandoned. You will abandon me. But he says, I am not abandoned because the Father is with me. I cannot guarantee you, child of God, you are not abandoned because the Father is with you in Jesus' mighty name. He says, I have told you all this, that trusting me, you will be unshakable and assured, deeply at peace. When the hurdles come, you will be what? Assured. So in this godless world, you will continue to experience difficulties. You will continue to experience hurdles. This is Jesus Christ himself saying that. Hurdles are continuous. Have you ever wondered, you've just jumped over this one. While you are still, gathering your breath, another one comes. That is what happens with those runners. The moment he jumps one, there's a distance. Then he has got to jump another. It's a series of hurdles. And you're asking yourself, what is wrong with me? I have come to announce to you that there's nothing wrong with you. That's life. That's life. Stop comparing yourself with others. So and so is not going. They don't have hurdles. You have no idea. Do not be deceived by the hairdo. Do not be deceived by the size of the car. Do not be deceived by the size of the house. They have got their own hurdles. You understand that? Every one of us has the hurdle. Even the Queen has hurdles. President Trump has hurdles to jump. What is Jesus saying to them and us here? He says, get to know the track race. Know the track race. That the track race has got lengths and the track race has got hurdles. Hurdles that are never ending. He came and overcame the hurdle. That's why he says, take heart because I have overcome the world. Take heart. Yes, it is infested with hurdles, but take heart. Be of good cheer because I have overcome. Hallelujah. And because I have overcome, you too are an overcomer. Hallelujah. Hurdles are to be overcome, not the other way around. Because Jesus Christ overcame them. So stop crying and stop wailing. Just jump those hurdles in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Apostle Peter says and writes, says, I know that the enemy has blessed, you know, hurdles in your way, in your lane. But in 1 Peter 5, 8 to 9, he says, instead of crying and wailing, what should you do? 1 Peter 5, 8 to 9. Says, just be alert and sober-minded. Be alert and sober-minded. Did you see those hurdles in that track race? If that runner went on the track race when he's drunk, what would happen? He couldn't jump any. You've got to be sober-minded, not drunk on other things. Be sober-minded. He said, your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. It says verse 9, resist him. Stand firm in the faith because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? In the world, there are brothers and sisters who are suffering the same thing you are suffering. So stop thinking it's only you. No. There's somebody who is facing the same hurdles that you are facing. There are three kinds of people. One who hasn't seen them. Right now, it's like I'm talking, you know, pie in the sky. But there's somebody who's right in them right now. They are in the tunnel. They cannot see any light at the end of the tunnel. And then there's somebody who has gone through them and is on the other side. Hallelujah. The key word is going through them. The key word is not being consumed in the tunnel. And I have got news for you. You will get through on the other side in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living. No matter the enormity of your mountain, you are going to go through the other side because you are an overcomer. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12, it says, do not think them as strange. Don't think about these hurdles as strange, my friend. It says, beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes up upon you to test you, as though something strange was happening to you. Know the race. Know the track, the race track. That it has got lanes, it's got hurdles. Then you need to confront them and jump over them. To win in life, you've got to overcome the hurdles. Amen. Number two. In order to run to win, you've got to know the why. Why are you running? Why are you running? Why are you in school? Why are you at your place of work? Why are you in church? You need to know the why. That's very important. Why are you married? Why did you give birth to kids? nor the why. And Paul speaks of a prize. Speaks of a prize. In other words, not just run anyhow. Run for a prize. Do you have one? Do you have a prize on which you have eyes set on this afternoon? He says, do you not know that many run in the race, but only one receives the prize? He says, run to obtain it. In other words, run with a purpose. Have a purpose firm. Have a purpose firm. If you don't have a purpose, that's why you begin to run all the races of other people. People who have purposes, you begin to follow them wherever they are going. Jesus Christ, the Bible says, wherever he went, he was followed by crowds. Crowds. But very few of them touched him. Very few of the crowds were touched by Christ. Why? Because others were following Biram Opango. They were following, just following without an agenda. We are many here. But do not be deceived. Every one of us here has got a goal why they are here. Do not be deceived in class. Every one of the people in class has got a goal. Do not be deceived at your place. Everybody in that company has got a goal. You've got to know your prize. What are you chasing? Paul talks about two kinds of prizes. He says, there's one that is perishable and one that is imperishable. That's why he says, I do not beat as so in verse 26. So I do not run aimlessly, because I am running after a prize. That's why he says, I do not box as boxing the air. I run with purpose. Somebody say, I have a purpose. If you have a purpose, run to receive it. The message says, you have all been to the stadium and seen the athletes run. It says, everyone runs, but one wins. It says, run to win. All good athletes train hard. They do it for a gold medal that tarnishes and fades. You are after one that's gold eternally. The eternal one is what I'm talking about today. The perishable one, yes. As long as we are still on earth, we will have perishable goals to chase. You need a good house. In school, you need good grades, good university, a good job, a good business, a gorgeous wife or husband, lovely kids, a great house, a beautiful car. All these are goals that we all, you know, pursue. But these are perishable. Those must not be our ultimate goal. Our ultimate goal as Christians has got to be the imperishable prize. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They are good to achieve, these other, you know, prizes. They are good to achieve. But we achieve them so that they become our servants. They are supposed to serve us. We are not supposed to serve them. You understand? Therefore, do not be distracted by them. They have got the ability to distract you from the main goal. They have got the ability. And this year, do not allow that to happen. You chase them, yes, but make sure that your ultimate goal is the eternal prize. The one that is gold and does not fade, as Paul says it. They have got the potential of distracting you, these goals, to the point where you drop out of the race. Some people have dropped out of the race, you know. Even during this pandemic, most people have run away from God. These are not the main thing. They are good, but they are not the main thing. I'm not against achieving stuff. I love them. I love them. I love a good car. I love a good car. If I told you my dream car, some of you would faint. You understand? I love them. But that's not my ultimate. Even when it comes, I don't take it. I don't put all my mind on it. Because that's not my ultimate goal. Because one day I'll leave it here. One day you can buy it. I don't care how big it is. One day you'll not be here to drive it. One day you will not be here to drive it. Where will you be? That's the question. That's the main question we should be asking ourselves. Do I have security over there? Jesus Christ said in Mark chapter 8, verse 34 to 36, the Bible says, he called the crowd to him together with his disciples, and he said to them, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. You deny yourself, take up a cross and do what? Follow him. So it says in verse 35, for whoever would save his life will lose it. Period. Whoever would do what? Save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel will save it. Verse 36, very crucial, says, for what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? He's talking about the perishable versus the imperishable. It's good to get the world, but do not forget your soul. Amen. In order to get the imperishable prize, you have got to lose yourself so you can gain him. Hallelujah. To get the imperishable prize, you have got to lose. In other words, to win, you've got to lose. Some of us will get that tomorrow. You can own all these things, which is noble. It's a noble goal. But if that's all you get, then you have not won. You have lost already. If all you get is these things, you have lost. You have lost your soul. You have lost your eternal habitation, the eternal habitation of your soul in heaven, which is eternal life. So he says there is more to life than these things in the world. That's what Jesus Christ was telling us. He's talking about the imperishable prize. To get the imperishable prize, you must run to him. We must run to Christ. We must run to God. To win with Christ, you must run to him. Hallelujah. Run to him, not away from him. Amen. You must run to him. You must run to him. In other words, in this race, to get the eternal prize, you must subtract, or you must add by subtraction. You add by subtraction. You remove some of these sensuality, the things of the world, so that you may gain the eternal prize in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, so, with that knowledge, we fix our eyes not on what is seen. Because what is seen is temporal, but what is unseen is eternal. These things you see are temporal. No one ever left this world with these things. They are here today, they are not here tomorrow. So on top of your list must be the eternal goal. Jesus Christ teaches in Matthew chapter 6, verse 25-23. He teaches against running for just to eat, running for just to drink, running for just to put on things, clothes, just like the pagans do, those who don't know him. They run for these things, he says. He says, you be different. Instead of running for these things, run to get the kingdom and his righteousness. So all these things will be added to you as well, as long as you have the main point. That is the imperishable prize, my friend. That's why I am running. That's why we must be running. I am running for that prize, not these things. You understand? These things, don't let them bother you too much. Don't, because tomorrow they are not. You may not have what you need today, but I can guarantee you tomorrow it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Somebody has money. Have you seen people with money today and tomorrow they are not? Yeah, presidents are to be next week. Uganda will be voting. Who knows? Somebody may have been a president for 30 years and the next day he's not. If things go well anyway. Who knows? There could be a change. But we're talking about the imperishable. Running and remaining steadfast in spite of the hurdles in your race track. James chapter 1 verse 12 says, blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trials. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under hurdles. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. The unfading glory. The unfading crown of glory. The unfading inheritance, which Peter speaks about in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 to 5. The unfading inheritance. That, my friend, is what winning is all about. Winning is not about attaining and acquiring the things of the world. No, 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 no. No one can take them with him. We're talking about the imperishable prize. Know what you're running people know the why. Lastly, as we finish, in order for you to win this race, you've got to have focus. Have focus. Have focus. That is the how. Have focus. Like Paul says, that should be our main goal. The prize. Keep your eye on the prize. Keep your eye on the prize. That man who's on the race track, his eye is on the finish line. His eye is on his mind is on the prize. As he's racing, his mind is on the prize. See, at times these hurdles can be distractions. They can be attractions, by the way. They attract you along your path so that you shift your attention from the prize. You understand? In this race called life, there are some attractions that could distract you from your track. They're called enticements. Riches can distract you. Fame can distract you. Men, women can distract you. You can get stuck in these things. You need to keep your eyes on the prize. Keep focused. That's why Paul says in Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 to 9. He also speaks about losing. In verse 7 he says, the very credentials that people are waving around are so special. For him he tore them and threw them. The things that people were chasing, the things that people were running towards, Paul was running away from. Because he knew that there was nothing in them. They were not the main point. He says, I am tearing them down and I'm throwing them out in the trash. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 to 9. It says, along with anything else that I took credit for, Paul was a very educated man. All his degrees, all those things he's tearing apart. And he says, why am I doing that? He says, because of Christ. And he says, yes, all these things I once thought were so important are gone from my life. Compared to the high privilege of knowing Jesus Christ, my maker or my master, I have dumped it all in the trash so that I could embrace Christ and be embraced by him. Then in verse 10 he says, I gave up all that inferior stuff so I could know Christ personally, so that I could experience his resurrection power, to become a partner in his suffering and go all the way with him to death itself. Hallelujah. And then he says, how am I doing this? He says, I am doing this by focusing on the goal. These things are good, but they have been a distraction. So I have tore them asunder and I have put them aside, and I'm now focused on this goal, which is the main thing. That's why he says, now I am saying that I have it all together. He says, but I am well on my way, reaching out for Christ, who has so wondrously reached out for me. He says, by no means do I count myself an expert in all this. He says, but I have got my eye on the goal. I have got my eye on the goal. Child of God, you've got to get your eye on the goal. You've got to be focused. I have got my eye on the goal. Where God is beckoning me onward. He's calling me. Hallelujah. And then he says, I am off. Because I know where the goal is. I am now off. Running. I am not running back. I am running to the goal. If you see those guys on the track, none of them is running backwards. They are running forward. You run to God, not from away from him. We run to the goal. He's focused and he's running to the goal. That is how you win, not running away from it, not running backwards. So in verse 15, 16 says, so let's keep focused on the goal. Keep focused on, you have a goal? Focus on it. You need to get into your life and begin to know what are distractions and what are helping you to get to your goal. Some of them are people. There are people who will distract you. If you discover somebody who is not going where you are going, just why keep going with them? You discover they're not their goals. What they speak does not line up with your goal. Why wasting time? Look for people who will help you to your goal. Those are the people you need to be with. people who will encourage you, somebody who will have you prayed, somebody who will call you to pray with you, somebody who will say, who will call you to, but you are all looking for people who are taking you to the pub to drink yourself crazy. You know, you don't even know you have your name the next day, and you think you will get to your goal. It's a distraction. Keep your eye on the goal. You are a student in class, and you expect good grades. You are hanging out with losers. Yeah, this is for our kids. If you expect good grades, make sure you are hanging around with the right crowd. When I was a kid, I lost it. That's why I told you I went wayward. Because I walked with the wrong people. And there are some people who are very, very, very clever. They know how to distract you, but then for them, they go and do it. They go and do it. The very thing that they are discouraging you from bringing you here, they are doing it. But that business will not work. 5 days later, you hear that he has invested in it. What? But he told him it won't work. They have been a distraction. Keep your eye on the goal. 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 So he says, if any of you have something else in mind, something less than total commitment, God will clear your blurred vision and you will see it. Now that we are on the right track, let's stay on it. If you're on the right track, stay on it. If you are not on the right track, get on it and start running so that you may win. Hallelujah. That you may win. Number one, you may win that imperishable prize. Next week we'll come back to the other prizes. But this one is the most important one. The imperishable. Somebody once said, if you're a Christian, you need to know that you're not a citizen of this world. Period. You're not a citizen of this world trying to make it to heaven. No. You are a citizen of heaven making your way through this world. You are a citizen of heaven jumping hurdles so that you can get to heaven. Heaven must be your goal. Know that you will not be around forever. Never forget that. Even Methuselah left this restaurant called life. You know Methuselah? He's the biblical patriarch who lived to the age of 969. Even him, he left. So some of us live our lives as though we are going to be here forever. No, he won't be here forever. No, don't feel too at home here. So that you are stopping running from getting to attain the prize. Don't get too comfortable. Don't. Keep your eye on that goal. Hallelujah. So in 2021, as we finish, you need to love him more. You need to love God more. You need to run to him more. Because that's where your help comes from. Don't run away from him. Don't run away from him. Serve him more. And he will come through for you. Hallelujah. That's why Paul says, in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 26 to 27, he says, I don't know about you. He says, I don't know about you. But for me, I am running hard to finish the race. I am running hard to get to the finish line. He says, I am giving it everything that I have got. Give it everything that you have. Give it everything. Throw everything that you have at it. Run hard. Stay alert and be in top condition. Do not get caught napping. So that you miss your goal. Keep alert and do not lose the main goal. Keep your eye on the ultimate goal. Run so that you may obtain it. Hallelujah. Number one, we said, know the track. Know that the track has got lanes. The track got hurdles. You've got to jump over the hurdles. Number two, know why you are running. You have a purpose. Find your purpose if you don't have it. If you have one, make sure you keep your eye on the goal. Number three, keep focused. Walk away from distractions. Anything that's not helping you to go to the goal, the main goal, achieve eternal life, walk away from it. Hallelujah. Close your eyes where you are. Run to win. Hallelujah. Are you running? Have you been running? A race track is not a place where to sit and take selfies. A race track is a place where you go to run. Once you're on a track, you do not just run aimlessly. You know that you have got a lane in which to stay. If you have been running other people's lanes today, go back to your lane in the name of Jesus. Go back to your lane in the name above every other name. Go back to concentrate on you. Concentrate on achieving your goal. Resign from talking about others. Resign from judging others. Resign from pointing fingers at others in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Resign. Run with a purpose. Focus on your own lane in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Do not concentrate only on attaining these things that are passing by. Make sure that you are reserving yourself a place in eternal life in heaven, the name above every other name. Run for that imperishable prize. Make sure that you are running for it. Make sure that there's nothing distracting you from it. No habit should distract. Next week we'll be talking about those things. Make sure that you are running to attain the prize. Keep your eye on the goal.
Thank you so much for listening to this sermon, and I know you've been blessed. For more information about Shiloh Tabernacle and other sermons, please visit our website www.shiloh.org.uk. And don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Shiloh LDN. Once again, that's at Shiloh LDN. You've been listening to Shiloh Tabernacle London, changing lives, building dreams. Until next time,